We are learning Masech the Sukkah, Daf Mem Hei, and Aleph, and we're beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei. Mitzvahs Arava Ketzah. We talked a lot about the mitzvah of Arava that was in the base of Mikdash every day. Now the Mishnah will explain the process. Ketzah, Mokom Hoyo Lamata Mirushalayim, Benikra Moitza. There was a place below Yerushalayim, it was called Moitza, and that is where they got the Aravis from there. Yerdun Lasham, Molakdim Misham, Merubiyos Shal Arava. They went down to that place, Moitza, and they got these big branches of Arava. And they stood it up on the side of the Mizbech. And the Ran speaks out that we have in the Gemara before that the Shluchei Bezdin are the ones who went to get the Aravas. They're the ones who brought it to the base of Mikdash. And therefore the Ran says that Vizman Azev, also, you know who brings the Aravas to the Shul? He says those that are Oiski Mitzarchi Tzibur, those are the ones. Lefikach Nagu Achsha Ba'arava Shamas Askim Mitzarchi Tzibur Mavin Oiso Kemosh Nagu B'Tchiba. That the minig is that the people of Eskimit Tzibur, and it's actually brought down to Ramah in Tofrei Shamach Dalad, Siv Beis, that even Vizman Azeh, it says, V'neitla Rava B'yem Zem Avada Rava Shevalula, V'eim Avarachim Alehav. Zokter Ramah, V'nogu Shashamish Beis HaKnesses Mevi Arava Limkar, K'moysha Yaminig Vizman Shemesh Yekayim. That's why it's the minig that the Gabbai of the Shul always brings the Aravas. It comes from the Rishonim, comes from the Gemara, the Shluchei Bezdin did this. Ubam V'zayik V'zidim Azbeach, and they're so tall that they go higher than Mizbeach, and they come down, and they're bowed over the Mizbeach. And we'll see in the Gemara a little bit more. Taku, every day when they stood them up on the Mizbeach, they blew Shofar, the Terua, and blew a Tkiya and Nachama. Every day they ran around the Mizbeach one time. And we had a Machlekes for Amarayim, if it means with the Lulav, or it means with the Aravais. V'oimrim, and they say, Ono Hashem Hoshiyana, Ono Hashem Hatzlichana. They just say, Ono Hashem Hoshiyana, Ono Hashem Hatzlichana. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, you say, Ono Anivahoy Hoshiyana. And Rashi explains, what does Anivahoy mean? So one pshat, he says, Anivahoy is B'gematria Ono Hashem. They're both 78. But then Rashi says, V'oid, that the Anivahoy are two of the 72 names of Hashem. There's certain Shemus Hashem called the 72 names, and the way you figure out those names are, you take three psukim from Parashas B'Shalach, and there the psukim say, the three psukim, one says, Vayasa, let's let me find the psukim inside here. It says in the pasuk there, Vayisa melech olekim ahilich v'machne yeshua v'yelech ma'achareihem Vayisa amuda onam plen v'yamad ma'achareihem. That's one pasuk. It starts with a vav, ends with a mem. The next pasuk, Vayovei b'machne mitzrayim v'machne yeshua v'yonu v'achoshu v'ayor it's a layla v'lekarv zoza kol layla. And the third pasuk is V'yit meshes yodai alayom v'yelech Hashem v'yelech Hashem v'yelech kodem aza kol layla v'yosem v'yelech Hashem v'yelech v'baku ha'mayim. Now, these three psukim, each of them have 72 words in the pasuk. You put them on top of each other, and the first letters. Each of these psukim have 72 letters in each of these psukim. You line them up one on top of each other, but the second one you read backwards. You read the opposite way, and you take the three letters that land up on top, 1, 2, 3. And that's the name of Hashem. So, for example, the first word of the first pasuk, the last word of the second pasuk, and the first word of the third pasuk, that spells out. That spells out the word Ani, because that spells out That spells out Vahoy, because Vayisa is above. The end of the pasuk of Chaf is Hey, so that's the Hey, Relayla, Hey. And the next pasuk is Vayet, is an Avav, so that's Vahoy. And Ani is right in the middle, 72, with 37th, on the 37th shame, that is Ani. And that comes. And that comes from the words in the middle of the pasuk. I'm not sure which one it is. Maybe it's from the word. I think the nun of an anon in the middle pasuk is the nun, and the this is ani, and the aleph comes from the achareihem probably, and the yud comes from the yud of kadim, the yud of kadim. In the article, some of them have it lined up the pasukim, but that's where it comes from. Ani v'hoi, those are the three. Those are the three letters. So you line up the three psukim on top of each other, and you do three. That's Ani Vahoy. One, the first one's Vahoy, and then Vani. That's two Shemos Hashem. And Tosis explains why Punk to pick these Shemos Hashem. He brings a pasuk Yirmiya, Ayin Sham. So that's they said. But on the seventh day on Shana Rabbah, they went around the Mizbeach seven times. V'shas p'tirasam, when they're finished with the zaravas, what do they say? So pashas means every day. Mahin oimrim, what do they say? They say yoyfi l'cha mizbeach, yoyfi l'cha mizbeach. They say the mizbeach is yoyfi l'cha mizbeach, yoyfi l'cha mizbeach. Rav Elazar, they say like this. I'm doing this lekavod Hashem and the kavod of mizbeach. That's what it means lecha for Hashem and for the mizbeach. I'm doing this lekavod them. And the Gemara will talk about how can you be mashva Hashem and mizbeach. Gemara will talk about. K'maseo b'chol, kach maseo b'shabbos. The same thing they do b'chol. This is the din haRava. They do b'shabbos also. The only difference is El Shem lack the moys of Erev. They used to do the cutting before Shabbos. Menich lois of beginiyos shows off. They put it into these nice gold pitchers. K'des oich moys, which shouldn't get withered. And the next day they start it up next to the mizbeach. Miachem breaker mechayrish odekal meviim. So we'll see in the Gemara what's pshat. One of the pshat Gemara, Miachem breaker said they didn't bring aRava. They brought big branches of a palm tree, v'choyf the nice of a karka, and they banged it on the ground. Now Rashi always learns to tell that choyf them is lashon of nanua, of shaking. And here it says choyf the nice of a karka. So the Rabbeinu Manoach and others bring a raya from here that you see that choyf them means you hit it on the floor. So some would say Rashi not gerus the word bekarka, v'choyf the nice of a karka, you shake it. But see them as bad.
It could be bekarka.
Yeah, what do you mean?
If it says choyf and it's a bekarka, then it means bekarka. But if it says
choyf, don't say it's just choyf bechayf, then I have
to work.
Hey, yeah. Choyf is bekarka, but it's a mizbeach. But I say, yeah, I'm nikka chobot charyis. It was called chobot charyis. Then the Mishnah ends off, meyad tinoikis shemtem esloveim va'ichlem esrogeim. So Rashi learns what it means is that the gedolim took away the lovim from the katanim and took away their esrogeim and they even ate their esrogeim. So, there's a problem with gzeila. Zagrashi, there's no gzeila and no dakishal from stealing from these katanim. Why not? So, Tosfos learns pshat in Rashi is because since it was done because of simcha, there is no gzeila. But Tosfos argues in Rashi, learns a different pshat in the Gemara, and what the different pshat in the Mishnah. What the Mishnah means is not that you took it away from Tanoikis. Miyad, right away, which means la'alta, right away, Tanoikis take the leveim and they eat the esrogim. They just drop the leveim and they take the esrogim and eat it. That's what it means. It doesn't mean you take it away from them. So what's the nafkamina? Tosfos says, you can learn from Rashi, mekan, yesh luma mekan zok Tosfos, lo'isim bachurim. These bacharim shereichvim besusim lekras chasim v'necham zemzeh to make a freilich by sim chasim akala. They used to have these like mock fights, yes, on a horse, sitting on a horse. The karib is wearing some of the things that sometimes the clothing gets torn. So the pata because doing because simcha. That's if it comes off the Rashi's pshat. And this halacha actually makes a big nafkamina in Hilchas Purim. The interesting thing is there's a shita in Hilchas Purim. They allowed to wear. If you're dressing up a Purim, you're allowed to wear shatness, or a woman's allowed to wear men's clothing. And it's gebayt on this halacha, because you see, makam simcha, it's doich gezel. So, this is one of the Shuvas Ram said this. The Maisa, the Achroinim argue very stark on the Dimyan, because they say, Bishlama, it's a Miriam Mintz who says this. So they say, it's not a Dimyan. Why? Because Bishlama, the Gabe Gezel, they say that Meichel, because they know simcha, you know, everyone's going to be a little wild. Simcha, so they're Meichel automatically.
It's like Shabbos also. Yeah.
I think about Simcha, they might call it, but that we climb, that doesn't know Heter. And Ayin Shom, in the end of Tuf Reish Tzadik Vav, in Hilchas Megillah, there it says, Mashanogu, Lilbers, Pratsufim, Bipurim, Vegever, Leiva, Shimash, Isha, Isha, Klegever, Ain Issa, Vidav, Machashem, Mechavna, La Simcha, Ba'alma, Vechem, Belivishas, climb there bottom. The Yeshua, I'm the Osir, Aval Minikas, Varushaina. Then it says, Vechem, the Odom, Achaitim, Zemze, Derach Simcha, Im Zem, Shimlai, Sigzo, Vnogu, Kach, Uvashli, Yostov, Shlaik, Hagen, a pitayve ear, balak upon him on the first halacha legabe the those are tayrim of kalayim and loisil bash lemaisa we're not noyeg azoy and the mishmur brings down that at least you can look at one clothing of the other gender that would be fine but not completely dressed up like the other gender.
So much is different because so much is only kidei
niyot. I know.
If I'm not doing kidei niyot then. And you're talking doing it for Simcha. For Simcha.
I know, but the head is brought from this Gemara. They bring it from the Gemara of Samash, but that would be awesome. Yeah.
The
Shabbos
are here, because you're doing Chatzim for that.
Yeah,
this is Lahedi Simcha. You don't need the Shabbos for Simcha.
Yeah, you're talking, Okay, Zalat Gemara, Tana. Mokoim Klan Yehava. This place where they got the Arabis from, or was called Maitze, was a place that was tax-free. It was duty-free. But Tani da my time Karli Moitze. So why is the Artana called Moitze? I did the Mefik Makarga the Malkus. He said there was no taxes in that, no property taxes in that area. Karli Moitze. So it's called Moitze. Moitze. It's Moitze for many taxes. There are no taxes over there. This place where they got the Arabis. Then there's a bomb is like for a tzidei hamizbeach. They took these tall Arabis and they stood them by the side of Mizbeach. Tana, Rabbis va'aruchos v'gvayos. They were very tall and very, very long. And they were rabbis. So the girsa, they changed it to rakois, because it had to be soft, because you see it bowed down, it bent down, so it had to be soft. They changed it to rakois. How tall was it? The gvoyis echras ama. It was 11 amas tall. Kadeshi goyches amas beach ama. In order that it should go bent down over mizbeach ama. So the Gemara is making a cheshbon now that if it had to be 11 amas, it was sitting on the aside and not on the floor. And we'll explain it outside before we see it inside. The mizbeach, we know, was from bottom to top was 9 amas high, and then the koronas, the corners, were another 1 amma, altogether 10 amas. But the floor of the Mizbeach was 9 amas high. Now, it went in twice, at 2 indentations. It started with the Yesod, it went up an amma, then in an amma, then it went up another 6 amas, then went in an amma again, and then another 3 amas. Went up another 5 amas, and then in again, and another 3 amas. Altogether 9 amas, but it went in twice. Now, if you put down a arava on the floor, and you want it to be come down an amma over the mizbeach, so it has to go above the floor mizbeach amma and come down an amma. So you have 11 ammas, so technically it should be enough, right? Because 9 ammas up and one. The only problem is you have to move to the side on a diagonal 2 ammas, so you lose some space then. So the Gemara is going to say, therefore, the case was you stood up these aravas on the yesod. Let's see it inside. We see from here that we're saying if it was 11 amas and it was goyches on mizbeach amma and it bent down over the mizbeach amma, so we see that it was on the aside. If it was on the ground, mechti. Allah amma v'kanas amma goes up amma, goes in amma, zeu yisoid, that's the aside. Allah chamas goes up 5 amas, v'kanas amma goes in amma, zeu soiviv. Allah shalas went up 3 amas, zeu mokim akronas. That's where you put the kronas, that's with 9 amas, then the kronas another amma. How's the positive goyches on mizbeach? Because if we're sitting on the floor, so it has to go up 9 and 2 to the side. So it's not going to be able to come down an amma, because it has to go above a 1 amma, higher than the floor of mizbeach, and then down an amma. And here it's going to be less. You see, we're sitting on the aside, and therefore it's on the aside, so it only has to go up 8, so you have 3 to play with. And you lose a little bit because it went diagonal, but then and it goes up, it comes down, it doesn't touch the mizbeach, it's perfect. You have 2 amas to go up and then go down and not touch the mizbeach and it comes down. Omer Avo, where do you see a makar in the pasuk that these aravos to be so high? Omer Avo, my crush, never says in the pasuk, Isru chag ba'avoisim at karnas mizbeach. And we're teaching like this, that you surround the mizbeach with these ilanos that are called avoisim, and ad karas mizbeach, and they go so high until the kronos of the mizbeach. That's going on these tall arabs. And the Gemara is going to have now a few different pirushim in this pasuk. So next Gemara has another drash on the pasuk. Isru chav avoisim karas mizbeach. Omer Avo Omer Rav Elazar. Kol noita lulav ba'igdai v'hadas ba'avoisa. Anyone takes a lulav tied with its aravas and a hadas. Mala love a cost of gilu bottom mizbeach. It's ki'ilu he built the mizbeach. Mikol love carbon. He brought a carbon. Shnem says in pasuk. Isru chag. If you tie your lulav with your aravos, be'avoisim, and you add on hadasim, ad karnas mizbeach. It's ki'ilu you reach the corners of mizbeach and you put dam there, and you put dam there, you get a kapara. So if you take your lulav, it's ki'ilu you brought a carbon on mizbeach. That's what you learn from this pasuk.